Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast, and today I'd like to tell you about a small-time leader in my life, a coach, a college coach, who won so many seasons that he was recognized in the Sports Hall of Fame, but he never played basketball on a team himself. His name was Willard Tate. He was my uncle. But before I tell you about Willard, I'd like to remind you of the two amazing guests I had on my podcast last month, the two Debs, Deb Lewis and Del Bocas. Colonel Deb Lewis is a retired Army colonel who graduated the first class of women in West Point. Deb shared with us about two small-time leaders in her life, a sergeant who became a mentor, and a mess hall cook who taught her the power of small acts of kindness. Deb Bocas is an award-winning author and speaker, and she shared with us about a mentor who helped her understand how to gain confidence by engaging others in meaningful conversations. And she also told us about a CEO in her life who pushed her to do more than she thought she could do. Now back to Willard. Willard was the youngest of four brothers in my father's family. All the other three were basketball players, but not Willard. He was not an athlete, but he was a gifted teacher, musician, speaker, and writer who lived a full life serving other people by serving God first. After high school, Willard married Bobby, his longtime sweetheart, and they went off to college together with no money, and as Willard would say, not a pot to pee in. So during that time, he worked as a preacher at a local church while taking classes and running a garbage route once a week just to make ends meet. Along the way, the athletic director at the college recognized Willard's leadership and enthusiasm for life, and he asked Willard to start a basketball team at the college, and they didn't even have a gym to practice in. Willard said yes. They practiced on a dirt court, played their games at the local high school, and he began to win. It didn't take long for Willard to realize that he didn't know what he was doing. He needed some help. So he asked help of some people, not just anyone. He decided to call the best basketball coaches in the nation to help him. Bobby Knight, head coach of the University of Indiana, and John Wooden, head coach of UCLA. Now, Willard didn't know either of these people, and I don't know how he got in touch with them, but all I know is either because of the panic in his voice or his sincere attitude to learn, they both accepted Willard and mentored him through learning the game and how to build a winning team. Willard built an impressive program of basketball at that college, so impressive that they caught the attention of the people at Abilene University in Texas. They called him, asked him to be the basketball coach and to be a teacher there. He coached the Wildcat basketball team for 7 years while he was at the college for the 28 years. During his coaching tenure, the team set a school record for wins in the season, 27 wins and 5 losses. They won the regular season, went on to capture the district championship, and then on to the national tournament in Kansas City, where they lost the last championship game by a score of 56-57. Willard compiled a career record of 118 winners and 39 losses in 7 seasons. He finished the 3rd best winning percentage in the history of the school. He was recognized as Coach of the Year 3 times. He also coached 3 All-American players. And as I mentioned, he was inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame in October 1996.
Hi, this is Mike. Man, has this been a tough year. I'm currently working with several leaders in organizations and some entrepreneurs who have struggled successfully through 2020. But with 2021 looming, they're all wondering, what move do I need to make next year? With my team that's just tired and wanting some direction, or even for their own career wondering, what's next for me? If you're close to being in this same boat, I encourage you to take a look at the resources on my website, my blogs, books, and tools. And if you'd like to just chat a while about your situation, click on the contact tab, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Thank you for letting me interrupt. Now back to the show. After he finished the successful seasons, he retired from basketball coaching and began to take some courses at the Abilene University. He taught three. One was called Adventures in Christian Living. The other was Life Learning Skills, and another one was called Communicative Attitudes. He began his life learning skills to help failing students get back on track, and he set another winning record there. 95% of the once failing students who attended his class graduated college, many with honors. I remember hearing him say, "I was still coaching, just a more important game and with more players." Uncle Wilford published three books, accomplished many amazing things in his life, and I hope you'll check out the links on my show notes so you can learn more about him. But I've spoken with several of his students and players, and one thing they always say during the conversation is, "Willard showed me how to be the coach I was meant to be." So, Uncle Willard, thank you. You taught me one thing that I'll always take with me, and that is experience is overrated. Nothing is impossible if you have the humility to ask for help from very smart people, and trust in God in all things. Willard Tate, another small-time leader in my life.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.